Hello.
Oh, I'm still.
Hey, can you
give me a second?
Hey, Ashley, can you hear me?
I can.
Awesome, Ashley. Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I appreciate you asking. How can I help?
We had a phone call set up Friday, and I missed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I tried calling and texting you, and I let you know I was actually not feeling well at all. And I knew we had a call back scheduled at 3:00, so I was like, let me see if I could try to call you earlier. And I couldn't get in contact with you. I was like, oh my goodness, this is terrible. So I do apologize. I do appreciate you giving me a call back, though.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. So
we've had the flu going around here, so I'll tell you.
Oh, really? Yeah, don't get it. And I'm a big baby when it comes to sickness. I'm just glad it happened on a Friday because I got to relax Saturday and Sunday. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, cool. So how are you feeling? I mean, I'm gonna double check. I don't think we closed the listing at all. I'm gonna double check though, just to make sure. But are you looking to set it up? Do you have any other questions, or what do you think of so far?
I want to get my name out there, so I want to set it up. But I'm not even gonna lie to you. I feel kind of uneasy. Like, I'm calling you on a 423 number, and y'all are like.
It broke up a little bit at the end. I apologize. You said that you called on a 42 number, and then
y'all are out of state. I'm just scared of getting scammed because I have before, you know.
You have every right to be concerned. That's for sure. I actually appreciate that. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to send you, let me just make sure. Did I show you that we are on, we're a legitimate Google Channel partner?
Yeah, you did.
I did. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So you're right. You do got to be careful. We're located in Fountain Valley, California. We've been doing this for the last 19 years. I don't know if I told you this before, but you know, when it comes to making sure you're working with the right company, you're absolutely right. Anybody can do marketing, you know. You don't need a degree or a license or anything like that for it. The closest thing you're gonna get is a partner with Google. And that's what we're able to provide you. So I'm actually checking right now just to make sure we didn't close the listing in your area. So bear with me one moment here. You guys are in Rossville, right?
Yeah, but we based ourselves out of Chattanooga.
That's what it was,
we
Chattanooga.
We try to advertise more in Chattanooga.
Yeah, Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama. We have Chattanooga here, folks. Check Chattanooga. Yeah, looks like... Yeah, I mean, if you wanted the position's there. Yeah, it looks like we can cover a 50-mile radius out there in Chattanooga. So that'd actually be no problem. And obviously just to remind you, you know, this is going to be, it's all month to month, right? There's no contract. You can cancel at any time. If you are looking to get your name out there, and if you're looking to make sure that you guys are generating more business and revenue for sure. I mean, I think you already agreed that, you know, Google is going to be the number one choice, period. I mean, another benefit is the fact that you're not going through us to receive leads, right? It's not like we're not going to send you a phone number and say, hey, try call this guy and hope for the best. It's your business, right? You guys have been doing this for 10 years. So you guys already have the skill. You already have the talent. You already have the knowledge. The only hurdle that's running into your business right now is the fact that you can't be found online, and everything is done online. So I just say give us at least a 2-month verbal agreement, you know, at least give us 2 months. Let us show you what we can do. That way we can prove it to you. And how does that sound?
That sounds good. How long will it take before I told you I let that website go. They charged me too much. And I don't know if it's just slow because a lot of our work did come from word of mouth and not the internet. Every time I asked somebody, it was like, oh, I got your number from so-and-so.
Of course.
So But now my phone's hardly ringing at all. Like, it's hardly working.
Okay. Yeah, you know, there's...
So how long does it take to show up?
It takes... So here's the exact timeline, and I apologize for not being as on point. I'm just reading my past notes. I'm just trying to familiarize myself with what we talked about before, just so I can make sure I'm offering the right stuff. The amount that we told you month to month, what was it, $249 that we discounted it to with the Google Business Profile, the website, and then also Facebook advertisements, right? Is that the one you were looking to do? Is the $249?
Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome. That is going to be the best bang for your buck, especially if your phone's not ringing. So here's the time frames. The first week, first 5 days, we are already submitting your business to the top 5 directories. So we're already submitting it to, obviously, on Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, Apple. That's the first 5 days. When it comes to the Facebook advertisements and your website, we'll have your website built, ready to go, up and running within 7 to 14 days. That's it. So your website already be built. You'll already be good to go 7 to 14 days for your Facebook advertisements, so you'll already start getting calls off of there. The maximum amount of time it takes to rank you from zero to a hero, meaning the first page of Google, it only takes 30 to 45 days. That's why we asked for that 2-month verbal agreement, because we put about 100 hours into your account to optimize your listing to get you found for those 15 keywords on the first page. So the Google is about 30 to 45 days. That's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So what do you say? I mean, are you going to give us a shot?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a couple of things here that I need from you, Ashley, so we can close the listing out. We obviously have your first name. It's Ashley, right?
Yes.
All right. And then what is your last name, if you could spell that for me?
K-I-R-K-T-O-T-R-I-C-K.
All right. I'm going to read that back to you because I think I messed up one letter. It's K-I-R-K, and then do you say T as in Tango or P as in Papa?
T.
Patrick, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure. And what is a good email address for you?
It's Ashley.com. Mm-hmm. ALDWELL 03.
All right. And the phone number when we're marketing your business that you want to be found for and for people to call, is it 423-645-2688? And the business address that we have here for you is 485 Timber Links Drive in Roswell, Georgia, 30741. Is that still the same?
No, that was never the right address. That was the last people that messed it up. It's actually 63 Crabtree Road, Roswell, Georgia.
All right. So 63 Crabtree Road, Roswell, Georgia, 30741.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want that listed because this is actually my house and I just...
Your home address, okay. That's perfectly fine. That was my next question. If it's your home address, we'll actually hide it so that people aren't showing up at your house. So we do know a lot of people don't want their actual home address on there. So that's no problem. We have an option here to hide it for you. All right. Now, for the website, we have you have a domain name, right? dkguttering.com. Are you keeping that domain name, and we're just rebuilding a website for you? Are you keeping the website you got?
Can we do that so I don't have to keep changing it and look crazy?
You can, yeah. So they're actually separated. So you have a domain name, and then you have a website. So as long as you want to keep the domain name, perfect. we'll just build you a brand new website and then connect that domain name to it so people are able to visit it. So that's actually recommended as well. So it's good that you have access to that. Yeah. So, yep. Perfect. Okay. Few things that I need here as well, and then we'll close the listing out. So, Ashley, do you want a, is it just you on this account? Do you have an administrator that's also on this account as well?
It's just me.
Or just you. Okay. And you get to choose 15 jobs that you want to be found for on Google. That will get you on the first page for. So you don't have to think of all of them right now, but I am going to write down the ones that you want me to write down, and then we'll schedule some time to meet with the team. They'll do like an interview with you. It's like 30 to 45 minutes long. It could be either today, tomorrow, whenever you obviously have time. I know you're busy. But what are some keywords that you want to be found for now that I can write down?
Gutter and soffit repair. Mm-hmm. Acer repair. Seamless gutter.
Mm-hmm.
Gutter guards. Gutter cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Gutter repair specialist.
Mm-hmm.
5 and 6 inch gutter system.
You said 6 inch gutter repair?
No, 5 and 6 inch gutter systems.
Systems, okay. 5 and 6 inch.
Crazy, because there's only a couple of us that have a 5 inch machine, so.
Oh, wow.
I want that to be.
Oh, is that big of a difference between like a 5 inch and a 6 inch? Like you need a whole new like machine to do it?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. Cool. All right. So I got 5 and 6 inch gutter system. Okay.
I'm not sure what else to put. Can you put like, would it make sense to put like compatible pricing or?
Yeah. So BSG. No, that's okay. So you could be as generic as possible because what our team does is that they'll take a look. I'll give you an example. So you have gutter and faucet repair. Well, that doesn't mean that people are typing gutter and faucet repair, right? What they do is that they'll look at what the most valuable keywords are and what the highest traffic keywords are, and then they're going to use those. So they'll take the gutter and faucet repair, find out what's the most profitable, and then use those. So yeah, if you don't think about stuff right now, that's okay too. Like I said, you can tell the team later. But yeah, anything generic is perfectly fine.
Okay, it's fascia and soffit repair. I didn't know if you heard me correct.
I did not. Yeah, I actually wrote faucet, so.
Okay.
I thought it was a little weird. I was like, you know, we'll do it if you want it, but sorry. You said, fascia?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
F-A-S-C-I.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. That was a good catch. All right. Okay. And, sorry?
Soffit was the next one.
You said faucet was the next one?
Soffit with an S, like Sophia.
Oh, got it. And that's repair, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Anything else that you can think of?
We do pressure washing, too. I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't add that to my place.
No, that's okay. As long as we're not doing it for anybody in that area for pressure washing, we can do it for you. So I'll put it in there. Especially since the summer's coming up, I think that'd be a really good one. I'll put pressure washing in there too. We can also do commercial and residential as well. So do you want us to market you more towards commercial, more towards residential, 50-50?
I look more towards residential because, like, we can do some commercial, but some commercial has a bigger gutter, and I don't really like to fool with that.
Okay. Perfect. No problem at all. So more residential, and then we'll try to get you found for some commercial. And, all right. Now, you're not doing any marketing right now, or are you doing any other marketing?
No. I market it myself on Facebook, but it's not very much. And also,
okay.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I told you that my husband passed away. This was his business.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I didn't know who advertised him, so the website got shut down. I never could figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hired that other company and I was paying nearly $1,000 a month, they never did get his Google business. Like, we never could get in. So I have no control over that Google page. It says, when you look up BK Guttering that shows up,
mm-hmm.
they never did get it. I don't know. They were supposed to, but I was getting calls all the time telling my Google listed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry, y'all gonna take that.
Yeah, so yeah, we can actually help you with that. So what we'll do is we'll reach out to Google and then we'll help you gain access into that account. So yeah, that's no problem. I'm looking at it here, just to make sure. Gutter Solution Services, Rossville. Yeah, I think this is you right here. So I wonder, so the company that you were with, they had access, they took all the access from you? Like, they didn't give you access to your own Google business profile?
No, it's not, they didn't do that. They just never, got my Google business profile up and running. No, it was in my husband's name at first.
Right, I didn't have
his credentials. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, that's no problem. I found it here. I let the team know as well. Yeah, because I have DK Guttering here.
I literally started in this company from health care to this.
Wow, really?
That's what I'm doing.
I was gonna ask you, did you just kind of just dive right into it, right? I guess taking over and kind of handling it yourself, that's really impressive. That's not easy to do at all. So the fact that you were able to do it is quite remarkable. So, you know, shout out to you. And, I'm happy you did give us a call because we are happy to help you. We know that sometimes, you know, especially in your scenario, not very common, but you know, if you're taking over something and you're trying to learn the ins and outs, it can be very daunting and very, very time consuming. And you know, sometimes you don't know what's up and what's down, and you know, you're trying to wear many hats. You know, you're trying to do the work and do the jobs, get the tools, and then your phone's not ringing. Why? You know, who's not contacting us? So, you know, this is going to be good for you in a sense of like, at least we can take care of this portion of it for you, where your phone starts ringing again, and then you can start focusing solely on the job, the actual work, what you probably like to do. You know what I mean? So it's definitely a great, great program for you for sure. Are you currently licensed and insured, or what, one or the other, or?
Both.
Perfect. And I'm just going to grab your Facebook page. And then we'll start doing the marketing on there as well. So we're good to go there. All right. Now, when it comes to, so this is going to be a tax write-off. It comes up as Google Business Marketing. So we do recommend, if you have like a business card, to use that just to keep everything in order, because you'll do this as a tax write-off at the end of the year. But any other debit or credit card would work. So no problem there. The card you're going to use for the address, is it the same address as the one that we just, the new address we wrote down here for you, or is it different?
No, that's not okay.
Same address? Perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'll get the cart now. I'm going to read you off a voice verification, kind of just outlined everything we just went over as well, and then we'll be able to close the listing too. So whenever you're ready and whenever you're in a good spot to read it off, what type of card is it? Is it a Master, Visa, Discover?
I'm going to use it's a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay, and whenever you're in a good spot, let me know when you're ready. We'll do the card number, expiration, and the 3 digits on the back.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I am ready.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 5143-7720-6557
mm-hmm.
0443
expiration
0925
Okay, and 3 digits on the back.
921.
And I'm going to get you a security question here specifically for our company. There's 3 questions. You get to choose one. So you let me know which one you want. You can do mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one you want?
I'll do my mother's maiden name.
Perfect. And what's the answer to that? And if you could just spell it for me.
E as in boy. R as in Rocky. O as in, I don't know. O as in
Oscar.
C as in cat.
Mm-hmm.
A as in cot.
Okay. So B-R-O-C, and then you said A as in alpha at the end?
So K as in cat.
Okay, sorry. So is it Brock? Perfect. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and read you off the voice verification. Again, it's really just to outline everything that we've already talked about. Plus, it'd be good to kind of revisit everything we did talk about as well. So as I'm going through this, you know, if you have any questions, concerns, obviously stop, let me know. I'll be happy to reiterate, explain, whatever the case may be. But it's basically just to make sure that you're protected here. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
DK Gunnering.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Ashley Kirkpatrick, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
All right, and you're an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, Ashley, to get the results as fast as possible, we do want to make sure that you're actively involved in the campaign here, okay? So you may get some calls that's unrelated to Local Splash, just stating that, because once we get you on the first page of Google and you're ranking for those keywords, there may be people coming out the woodwork saying that they're part of your marketing or whatever. That's why we gave you that security question. So you know you're talking to us when we're able to answer, when you're able to answer the security question correctly, okay? So we'll ask what your maiden name is. You answer correctly, then you know you're talking to local Splash. When we call you, we're going to call you from our main office number. It's going to be an 877 number. And when we do, I want to make sure that you save that number because it's going to be the exact same number. We call you every single time. So you'll save it as Local Splash. That number also takes you directly to my extension. So I'll send you a text message. I don't know if I did. I might have. Did I send you my extension already?
You did.
I did. Okay.
Send me your extension. Give me
not the extension? Okay. I'll send you again because I have a direct extension. So if you don't, like right now, you called in and asked to speak to me, that's okay too if you want to do that. but I have a direct extension that you can just type my extension in and it takes you directly to my phone. If I don't answer, you can leave me a voicemail and I'll just call you back, and I'll also give you my email address as well. So anytime we call is never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's kind of just to move that needle forward, because we want to rank you on the first page as fast as possible. There may be some things that Google might want that we'll obviously need from you, and that's really the only time that we'll call you. Everything else we basically will do for you. Your payment in the initial term, that'd be today, all right? So that'd be 2/6 of 24, and the amount of only $249. And your second payment is going to be completed every single month on the 6th of every month, okay? Makes things easy for you. It's going to be only $249. So we're locking that in. We're removing the setup fee, and we're reducing the monthly cost. So it's just $249 every month. So again, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time by contacting customer support. Again, same exact numbers, the same 877 number that I'll send you. To prevent any charges from your next month's service, all you have to do is contact us within at least 3 days of your next billing cycle. You can call me the way that you did now. You can contact us directly, whatever the case may be, whatever's easier for you, that works as well. Now, keep this in mind. I'll remind you later on as well if you need, but you know, we do understand there's some ups and downs for businesses. You know, when you're really, really rocking and rolling, you're getting a lot of calls, you guys are kind of overwhelmed, it means you don't have to pay for marketing. So call us. We can pause your listing. When you pause it, we won't charge you the $249. We obviously won't do your marketing for you, and that way you'll at least be able to get caught up on your work. Once you're caught up on your work, give us a call. We'll hit the play button again. We keep you on retainer, start doing your marketing again, and keep the calls coming in again then, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So do you understand and agree to renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. All right. Now, the next thing here is finding a time that you want to meet with the team in order for us to go through all the nitty-gritty. Do you want me to look at the schedule for today, or do you want to maybe schedule it tomorrow? When do you want to do it?
Tomorrow, kind of earlier, around 10, 11, or 12, maybe.
10, 11, or 12. Let me just check that real quick for you. Hang on 1 second.
I could do later if need.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that. Okay. I'm just pulling up the calendar. I'm just waiting for the calendar to load, and then I'll let you know. So tomorrow, we can do 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. Tomorrow's fine.
Yeah.
Is that good with you?
Yep, that sounds good.
All right. So I'm just going to hang on the line here with you. You're going to get a text message, and then you're also going to get some emails. So basically everything we just went over, you'll get an email for as well. And then you're going to get a text message for your terms and conditions. Once you do that, you're basically all set. And I'm going to go ahead and process this now. So just bear with me one moment here. It's just loading. All right, it's just going. All right, give it about, it just went green, so we did close the listing out, so congratulations on getting the position here. You're going to get that text message probably in the next, like, 10 seconds or 15 seconds. How's your time looking? Are you got another couple, like a minute or two left to hang on, or you got something to do right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing to do right now. We're just getting.
Okay.
I'm going to leave in just a little bit, but you're fine.
Okay. Perfect. I just want to be respectful for your time. So, yeah, give it a second here. You'll get a text message, and then let me know when it comes through, and then I'll show you the terms and conditions. All you have to do is read through it, and then sign it at the bottom. Once you sign at the bottom, you'll be all set. We got you in there tomorrow at 11 a.m. So just let me know when you get it.
I clicked the link.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So click the link. It's you know, terms and conditions, just like anything else. Start at the top, work your way down to the bottom, read through it. Once you get to the bottom, there'll be some checkboxes there, and then also an option there for you to type your name, just sign it. So once you type your name and sign it, and you submit it, you'll know you did it correctly when it takes you to a login screen. It's going to take you to like a username and password. We can pause it right there. When you meet the team tomorrow at 11, they'll make sure that you get logged in and everything like that. So just let me know when you're done.
Okay. I did it.
Okay. Did it take you to a login?
Yep.
All right. Nice. Cool. All right. And the last thing is, let me send you my contact info.
I'm saving it under the text that you just...
Yeah, the 877 number, you saw it, right? 635-6225. Yeah, just
so
bring that
the login to the end?
So don't worry about that right now. When you meet the team tomorrow at 11, they're gonna go over all that with you. They're gonna get you your account created, and they're gonna make sure that you list it on the first page of Google, or like they'll go over everything with Google, they'll go over everything with the website, and then they'll go over everything with your Facebook advertisements too. Take about 30 to 45 minutes, that meeting. It's just a phone call. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going to send this to you now, so that way you have my extension too. All right. Just sent it. Let me know when you got it. Got it. Okay. And then I also sent you my email as well. So, you know, if you have a quick question, if you want to just shoot me an email, don't want to call, that's totally fine too. You can just shoot me an email, whatever you need. Even if you need help with like, you know, anything marketing related, you know, if you have a question or concern or whatever, shoot me an email. I've been doing this for a long time. We can help you out. There's some template emails we can provide to you to send it to your customers and clients and try to help drive more business that way too. So, you know, anything that you need, please don't hesitate. Just let us know. Even though I'm not the one that's like actually working on your account, it doesn't mean that, you know, you don't have to, you can't contact me. So I want you to feel open to that as well then, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Do you have any other questions or concerns for me? Anything else that I can do for you?
I don't. I'm excited. I'm hoping it goes better than the last one did.
Yeah. I think you're going to notice a pretty big difference. I'm actually more excited to when people tell me they've done marketing before versus what we're able to do, just because it's a night and day difference for sure. So I'm actually really excited. And I do appreciate the fact that you called us, and luckily enough, we were able to at least close the listing for you. That's the kind of scary part is, you know, I always build a relationship with somebody and they're like, oh, can I call you back? Sure. And a couple days later, and I have to tell them that we can't do it, and that hurts more than anything else. And, but the fact that we were able to do it, it's very exciting. So I appreciate your time, Ashley. Thank you for giving us a call. If you need anything else, you have all the information. And just remember, you have that meeting scheduled tomorrow at 11 a.m. then, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. No problem, Ashley. Take care.